What happens when a society values fame more than heroism? This transformation unfolded before my eyes at People magazine when our 18th issue featuring a bare-chested Telly Savalas became our first million seller. That moment revealed the combustible power of media exposure mixed with sex appeal, a fundamental shift in American culture. While creating features like Sexiest Man Alive and publishing increasingly revealing celebrity photos, I noticed something disturbing. In focus groups, people could no longer name heroes. Like Gresham's Law, where cheap currency drives out valuable currency, celebrities had displaced heroes in our collective consciousness. The gap between public image and reality became starkly apparent when, as a Princeton sophomore in 1963, I interviewed Malcolm X. Despite his media portrayal as an angry radical, I found him patient, professorial, and direct. This lesson continued at People magazine, where we discovered readers cared more about celebrities as ordinary people than as actors playing roles. Celebrity has troubled society since ancient times. The Roman poet Juvenal lamented in 120 CE that the public meddle no more and long eagerly for just two things, bread and circuses. Where the ancients saw gods at work, we now project our needs onto celebrities. Throughout history, fame was positive, something achieved through exceptional behavior. The Enlightenment transformed relationships between people and their leaders, with new media technologies creating the first modern celebrities. Citizens felt they knew leaders like George Washington as friends. By the mid-18th century, celebrity had spread beyond military leaders to actors, clergy, musicians, and writers. Have we created a culture where fame itself, rather than achievement, has become our highest aspiration? P.T. Barnum pioneered celebrity commercialization through Jenny Lind, whose 1850 arrival sparked Lindamania with over 30,000 New Yorkers at the docks. Photography transformed celebrity culture through cartes de visite during the Civil War. Buffalo Bill Cody built his fame on embellished frontier tales, becoming one of the world's most recognizable figures outside royalty. Modern celebrity emerged with newspaper photographs, giving unprecedented public access to famous lives. This exposure brought tragic consequences, from Sharon Tate's murder to John Lennon's shooting, from political assassinations to the Lindbergh kidnapping media frenzy. Fame converts private citizens into public property, destroying privacy. The 1953 Bobby Greenlee's kidnapping marked a turning point as the first such tragedy to unfold live on television. Even Albert Einstein resented his fame, lamenting being hounded by the press and other riffraff, and dreaming of burning in hell with letters being hurled at him. The phenomenon these early celebrities helped create has evolved into today's world of Instagram influencers and reality TV stars. Some celebrities transcend fame to create meaningful legacies. Elizabeth Taylor evolved from a child star in National Velvet to a powerful AIDS activist. Despite facing widespread rejection, she hosted the first AIDS fundraising dinner in 1984, spurred by friend Rock Hudson's illness. "I didn't give a hoot what people thought about it," she declared in 1990. "I want to do all I can because I have to live with me." Princess Diana similarly channeled her fame into humanitarian work. During our 1994 meeting at Kensington Palace, she displayed surprising openness despite her public persona. This led to a 1996 Chicago gala raising $1.4 million for pediatric AIDS and cancer treatment. My final memory remains poignant. Diana alone at her doorway, waving goodbye. Had she lived beyond 36, she likely would have continued Taylor's path of using celebrity for social change. The path to celebrity has transformed dramatically over time. From P.T. Barnum's era, through Hollywood, to social media, fame has become increasingly accessible. Reality television opened doors for previously excluded groups, while social media eliminated traditional gatekeepers entirely. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian pioneered a new celebrity archetype through leaked videos and reality TV, while platforms like MySpace and YouTube launched careers for talents like Colby Kayat and Kate Upton. This shift mirrors an ecological evolution. Hollywood's golden age cultivated few carefully managed stars, while today's digital landscape produces countless potential celebrities. Unlike the glamorous, unreachable stars of the past, modern celebrities emphasize relatability. The result is a paradox. In an era where fame is accessible to all, lasting cultural impact becomes increasingly rare. The distinction between heroes and celebrities has blurred dangerously, with fame increasingly valued over genuine heroism. This shift began in the mid-1980s, when celebrities invaded Washington's political sphere, transforming events like the White House Correspondents' Dinner from sober occasions into celebrity sideshows. Studies show children now value fame above all else, while genuine heroism, requiring risk, sacrifice, and courage, becomes increasingly rare and undervalued. When Czech President Václav Havel, himself a genuine hero who fought oppression, met actor Paul Newman, he confessed disbelief that Newman physically exists, revealing how even accomplished figures can be starstruck. The desperate desire for fame has created disturbing consequences, with individuals like John Lennon's killer explicitly seeking self-glory through violence. Unlike heroism, which requires genuine sacrifice, celebrity seems more accessible through social media and spectacle. We hold heroes to impossibly high standards while accepting celebrities' flaws, resulting in a scarcity of universally accepted heroes amid an abundance of flawed celebrities. Modern media and cancel culture make it difficult to reconcile complex figures like Nelson Mandela, whose greatness coexisted with human imperfections. Think about it. Who are the heroes your children or younger relatives admire today? Are they people who've risked something meaningful, or simply those who've mastered the art of being seen? Celebrity culture takes a particular toll on minorities and women. The Academy Awards' predominantly white audience and seat fillers exemplify Hollywood's racial disparities. From Hattie McDaniel's segregated Oscar seating in 1940 to Janet Jackson's career decline after the 2004 Super Bowl incident, while Justin Timberlake thrived, discrimination persists. Celebrities often develop acquired situational narcissism from constant adulation, leading to inflated self-importance. The physical impact is stark. Celebrities die younger than the general population, 58.7 versus 71.9 years, with female celebrities facing even shorter lifespans, 54.3 versus 75.8 years. Child stars are especially vulnerable, frequently battling addiction, financial problems, and mental health issues. The media relationship offers fame and fortune, but demands privacy and well-being in return. Technology is reshaping celebrity culture. Cameo enables personalized celebrity messages, with 40,000 participants creating thousands of videos daily. Podcasts provide creative control and audience intimacy. Virtual influencers like Michaela Sosa at Lil Michaela, a computer-generated persona with 3 million Instagram followers, represent a new frontier. In today's post-trust world, her acknowledged artificiality paradoxically appears more authentic than human influencers. Research shows celebrity culture rarely promotes civic engagement, with the most devoted fans being the least politically active.